As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy. Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, April the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may join me at 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Centurytel.net going to come up in the news this morning. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. The contact information can all be found at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, as well as our show archives page for this broadcast. Fraud charges against Goldman Sachs can remain the top stories. Banking regulation legislation is still on the news there. Metals are weakening, all that as well. The history of law, readings of law, enlightenment, John Locke. Well, we'll go wherever we can go today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's see what we've got going on over here. I'm not interested in that. This one here wants to go away. Got a new computer system running here today, and it keeps throwing all kinds of stuff up for me to look at. Not interested. Thank you very much. But anyway, let's go to that market report for Thursday, April the 22nd. 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $7.50 an ounce. It's continuing onslaught with the gold, trading at $1,138.70 an ounce. Silver lost 20 cents in early trading, trades again below 18 at $17.87. Platinum losing $3 at $1,728, and palladium losing $9 at $555 an ounce. But if you go up and look at the 30-day chart, the 3-month chart, the 6-month chart, the 3-year charts, all the charts on platinum and palladium, you'll see that it's a long upward incline. Both platinum and palladium seem to be resilient as far as gains are concerned. They're doing incredibly well this past 24-month period. Gold and silver, on the other hand, are the subject of much beating up, and there's lots of beating up going on in the markets today. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,137.50 for a low, $1,150.30 for a high. But at $1,138.70, your gold is still up $248.20 an ounce for a 27.87% return on your investment. So in the course of the year, where we've seen almost a doubling in platinum, gold is up $248. It's doing okay, but it could be doing much better. We'll be back right after these first words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Thursday, April the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Ran the whole broadcast yesterday, I think, terribly hot. Got some new computing assistants growing on for me right now, and I'm still trying to get all my sound volumes and stuff like that set right. So if the sound quality going out to y'all is not up to par, shoot me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Let me know. We're hot, not too hot, just right. Let me know if you can, please. Anyway, back into the market report again for Monday, or excuse me, for Thursday, April the 22nd, 2010. What day of the week is this? What week of the year is it? Anyway, again, we find gold trading off $7.50 at $1,138.70, and silver off 20 cents at $17.87. Going down a little bit further here, the London Gold Fix this morning, the boys of London set the price at $1,144.25 for trading a little bit below that. But, you know, it's been all over the place. We're looking at about a $13 spread there in action this morning. That's not a really big spread. Nevertheless, it seems to be mostly on a downward cycle again. The SPDR gold shares, the big spider on the corner of the web there, they're still holding unchanged at 1,141.04 tons of gold, ostensibly, for a $41.92 billion marketplace there. Big hands, deep pockets, you know. If they have just 3 shekels of gold, they still have a lot of people that believe in it and are participating in it. So they have They have the power to influence markets in big ways in a real, in like they say, a nanosecond. Front trading and front loading, all that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, 11,125. It closed up 8. The NASDAQ was up 4 at 2505, and the S&P closed off 1 at 1206. Crude oil this morning, a big drop in crude oil. That's nice to see. Dropping, losing $1.11 in early trading, trading at $82.57 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index moves up 22 basis points and is trading at $81.43. Of course, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc. is the website that you want to visit to find out more about the USDX, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc. That, of course, is going to impact in the Forex market, the Canadian loonie. This morning, running 0.999, fine, I guess. It's trading for a dollar. You know, it's still parity. Today is just a little bit on the bottom, on below the dollar. Yesterday was just a little bit above, but at 0.999, that qualifies for a buck. You're going to be pushing $1 U.S. across the counter to get $1 Canadian coming the other way, but it's moving down 13 basis points in early trading. The Mexican peso loses 21 basis points, yet still trades on the high side of 8 cents. The euro loses 60 basis points, still yet trades at $1.33. The British pound loses a bit, too. Of course, as the U.S. dollar goes up, the USDX, then all the foreign exchange rates are going to get impacted in our little basket of currencies here. So we see that across the board. The euro moves down 60 basis points. The British pound moves down 23 basis points, trades at $1.54. And the Swiss franc moves down another 47 basis points, trades at 93 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bond is yielding 0.99, again below the 1% level where it's been just briefly this past week. The 10-year is at running at 3.73%, and the 30-year yield is at 4.60. So that's the bond information. And in the mortgage market, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves up again. We're seeing this constant moving up little by little by little, but moves up from 4.37% a month ago up to 4.47% as the 15-year mortgages start to close in on that 5% rate. The 30-year fixed mortgage, it moves up from 5.02% a month ago to 5.19%, which means it's going to be a little bit more difficult for people to qualify for mortgages at a time when they really need to qualify for mortgages tremendously. But, you know, that's the way that whole system works. In the news basket for this morning, off of Bloomberg again, going back in, like to go to the Bloomberg website for me. Other hosts have a whole panoply of websites that they pull the news from. Certainly visit the, you know, Blacklisted News and RogueGovernment.com and those to pick up a lot of the news that's out there. Of course, Mike Chambers is going to have plenty of news posting today, too. I usually just look at Bloomberg, and there's reasons for that. I'm trying to keep my finger here on this morning news basket on the pulse of what's coming out of New York City or New York City or just New York. Anyway, jobless claims in the U.S. declined last week to 456,000. This is the article. Timothy R. Homan and Shabhana Chandra. Of course, this is this collaborative writing project we spoke of yesterday. These people are no longer capable of writing a news article by themselves. Now they have to go boy, girl, boy, girl. Ugh, what a mess. The number of Americans filing claims for unemployment benefits fell last week as the rebounding economy prompted companies to make fewer job cuts. Initial jobless applications dropped by 24,000 to 456,000 in the week ended April the 17th. The Labor Department said today in Washington, it's quite a drop, dropped by 24,000. We'll find out whether those numbers hold true for the next couple of weeks or whether they revise them in the future. Now, time will tell. But the number of people receiving unemployment insurance and those getting extended benefits also fell. Nevertheless, these are initial jobless applications. Once again, another 500,000 people walking into the unemployment office for the first time. 456,000 people. That's nothing to sniff at. Employers, the article continues, enjoyed improved sales and profits may be gaining. Notice it's a maybe gaining. Maybe. If be, ought to be, should be, would be, could be. Maybe gaining confidence in the economy and retaining staff. The other way of looking at it is they've cut off everybody they possibly can. They're running a skeleton crew, and they're treading water. A transition from less firing to consistent job growth will ensure the recovery from the deepest recession since the 1930s is sustained. Yeah, that's true. And as Mike Chambers says, if the money fairy deposits a lot of money in my pocket, well then, you know, I could have increased growth this year myself. Doesn't say that it's true. It's just a sentence that the authors have thrown in there. I don't know whether they're building confidence or what. Here's a quote, though. The state of the job market is firming. You know, it's like making a New York cheesecake, right? It's firming. Taking it out of the oven, they set it in the refrigerator, like your Jell-O, it's firming. Say it's getting any better, it's just starting to firm up. A senior fixed income strategist at State Street Global Markets LLC in Boston, who forecast claims would fall to 458,000. Companies are actually, quote unquote, retaining headcount and growing. Retaining headcount and growing. Well, we'll see about that. Economists anticipated claims would fall to 450,000 from a previously reported 484,000 the prior week. Again, they just talk about it as numbers. They're not thinking about it as, you know, as individuals, people, men and women all across America, out of work. Well, that's probably as grim as we need to go there. This is a little bit different story. Well, here comes the news, or here comes the break. We'll pick the break up and come back on the other side of this break and go into some more new news.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again. Our call-in numbers, if you'd like to call in today, the area code is 512-904-8014. If you're lapping to live in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access on your telephone, and you can call in internationally, around America and around the world at 866-841-1065. That would be a great time to call. Let me know how it sounds out there to you. Any ideas, thoughts, critiques, criticisms, new ideas, new news, whatever you like. Go ahead, feel free to call in today, kind of in an inquiry mode here. But here's an article, research gap left airlines exposed to the volcanoes blast. We've been talking about, you know, everybody knows all about this Icelandic volcano over there. And it's costing the airlines big time. Well, let's hear a little bit from the article. April 22nd, Bloomberg, a shutdown of European airspace that cost carriers $1.7 billion following a volcanic eruption in Iceland was exacerbated by a lack of research into the effects of ash on jet engines and over-reliance on computer modeling. Now, remember, these people have lost $1.7 billion, and I'm sure that they've got insurance for that, and I'm sure the insurers are interested in making sure that, number one, that kind of capital loss doesn't happen again in the future, and that, number two, if it's at all possible to get the planes in the air and fly through volcanic ash, that they do so. And so, the article continues, while the blast was unusually disruptive because of a rare mix of ice and molten rock, together with a wind direction that blew dust to Europe, flight bans would have been shorter with a better understanding of engine tolerances and cloud density. Engine tolerances and cloud density. Just how much volcanic ash can we run through a turbine, a jet engine, without destroying the engine and kamikaze pilot, are you out of your mind, you know, fly up high, high, high over the aircraft carrier and down, 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 crashing onto the deck, killing everyone aboard. That's the old Cheech and Chong deal, right? Just how much ash can we have in these jet engines and still maintain passenger safety and airline integrity? That seems to be the question here. This has highlighted a black hole in our understanding, said David McDonald, who manages the private jet unit of London charter company Air Partner PLC. Quote, there needs to be some urgent research into what concentration of ash is permissible. In other words, before the air traffic controllers shut down air flights, we need to have some way of knowing, have we reached the saturation point? Are we actually at a point where there's so much ash in the air that air travel by jet and at propeller prop planes too, turboprops as well, that all fall into this? At what point do these glass-like particles rule out air flight? More than 100,000 flights were canceled following the April the 14th eruption amid concern that glass-like particles formed when lava was cooled by ice might melt in aircraft engines and clog the turbines. I remember when my father put the first Boeing, I believe it was a 727, into service, Arctic bush service in Alaska. He flew down to Seattle and worked with the Boeing company to develop gravel guards and gravel shields and special screens that went over the jet plane engines, special screens that would keep things like ducks and geese and other things out of the jets, the intakes on those jets. Had to do a little bit of retrofitting and redesigning, ways finding out how you land a Boeing jet aircraft on an iced over gravel runway, and those sorts of things. All that was necessary in order to have Arctic air travel on jet airplanes. This is a long time ago, but he was the first captain for Wien that flew a jet in Arctic airplanes. Bush service. And so there was a lot of work that needed to be done. And so that's what they're looking at here, is what do we really need? Is it possible, as fine a dust as volcanic ash is it dust? Is it possible to put volcanic ash screens on your jet engines, like some kind of a cheesecloth covering or condom on a jet turbine before you fly into one of these clouds? Is that something that they could look at? How much of this dust would they be able to take before the engines just stopped? So carriers, including London-based British Airways PLC, said soon after the eruption of Iceland's volcano, the test flights had shown no damage to aircrafts or engines. So they flew into this dust cloud, apparently, willing to risk the pilots and the craft and everything, and they're saying there's no risk there, no damage to the aircraft or to the engines. Governments initially resisted the calls for services to resume, citing advice from the International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO, to bar planes from flying through any level of volcanic debris. They later ruled out that operations were safe, except for where dust levels were at least 10 times the norm, as assessed by the United Kingdom's Met Office's Volcanic Ash Advisory Center. Amazing, huh? Didn't know that there was a volcanic ash advisory center someplace. But even then, the final decision was left to national air traffic control bodies, keeping airports, including London's Heathrow, Europe's busiest, closed for an extra day. Well, there's more to that story. Gives you an idea of what's going down there. Here's another one, again off of Bloomberg New News today, April the 22nd. This one by a Gopal Ratnam. Gopal Ratnam. Hello, my name's Gopal. And your last name, sir? Ratnam. Please, go to the end of the line. Raytheon profit exceeds estimates aided by Patriot. That's the headline. Here's the article. Raytheon, the world's largest missile maker, posted first quarter profit that exceeded analyst estimates aided by higher sales of Patriot weapons. War. What a racket, right? Smedley Butler, what a racket. Raytheon, the world's largest missile maker. This is almost a sad story to even have to discuss something like this. Wouldn't it be nice to just go ahead and unplug Raytheon? Stop going around shooting missiles at one another? I mean, this is the 21st century. Are we still in that caveman mentality? I got a bigger club than you. Profits, excluding some items, was $1.27 a share, more than the $1.11 average estimate of 19 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg.com. Net income fell 1.5% to $445 million. $445 million, Raytheon. That's kind of small change. That's almost chump change compared to what Paulson raked in on this credit default swap jobby that he's running, these CDOs. Anyway, sales and profit gained at the four of the company's six divisions, boosting revenue 2.9%. Chief Executive Officer Bill Swanson has said Raytheon's portfolio of 8,000 programs and push for international sales are advantages because U.S. defense spending during the next few years is expected to grow at no more than the rate of inflation. U.S. defense expenses. Quote, we view the quarter as solid, highlighted with good margin performance in the space and airborne systems and integrated defense systems business, a modestly improving backlog and ample financial flexibility. I mean, to tell you, folks, I scarcely can wrap my mind around this. War. What a racket, huh? Unit results. Revenue at the Integrated Defense Systems Unit, Raytheon's largest, rose 5.9% to $1.34 billion. A Doug Owen report the other night, 53% of that money that's extorted out of your pockets by the IRS goes to pay off or offset war spending. What a travesty. Cavemen. That's what we are. We've become cavemen.
looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And some of you might long for the good old days when we had Ma Bell and Bell South and all of that. Well, here's CenturyTel. CenturyTel to buy Qwest for $10.5 billion, doubling customers. This article off of Bloomberg, again this morning, a team writing, a collaborative writing project between Jonathan Browning and Amy Thompson. This is getting old already. I wish I hadn't read that article yesterday. Didn't realize that this was the wave of the future, my man. Boys and girls, everyone going along holding hands, writing these articles two by two. At least now we know how they do it and why they do it, you know. Leave a lot of white space. Fill in the blanks, right? April 22nd, Bloomberg, CenturyTel Inc., the Louisiana phone company that's expanding across the U.S., plans to buy Qwest Communications International for about $10.5 billion, more than doubling its customers in its largest purchase yet. Qwest holders will get about $6.02 a share in stock, or 15% more than the closing stock price yesterday. The purchase may more than double CenturyTel's sales to almost $20 billion and eventually help the carrier save as much as $625 million a year, the companies said in a statement today. The purchase allows CenturyTel, which serves customers in less populated areas of the U.S. That's right. If you'd like to send me an email, you can send it to bvlhost@centurytel.net. The purchase allows CenturyTel, which serves customers in less populated areas of the U.S., to move into four new U.S. states and add customers in 10 more. I'd like to be stuck in one of these monopolies, folks. I have zero choice. There's no opportunity for another carrier. There's no other provider. Unless I want to put a satellite on my house, or I want to have a hardwired, high-speed internet connection, CenturyTel is my only choice. So whatever they raped me for, I just have to pay or get offline. Of course, dial-up is available widely in the area. Chief Executive Officer Glenn Post is pursuing the acquisition less than a year after completing the $6 billion purchase of Embark Corporation, which more than tripled CenturyTel's subscriber base. And I remember when that went down. Now they want us to call it CenturyLink because they CenturyTel linked up with Embark, and so it's CenturyLink. So now it's going to be CenturyLink, Embark, Corp, Quest. Oh, what a mess. Which more than tripled CenturyTel's subscriber base. Yeah, big company. And this is the way they get out to all of the little small town America to make sure that your local emergency operations center, your fusion centers, your county sheriff, your city cop, your assessor's office, your treasurer's office, your tax collector's office, your city halls, your county commissions, and all of those, they're all on high-speed internet so they can participate in the greater expansion, the interoperability and the interdependence as we move into the GIS, GPS, global governance system. The cloud, I guess, right? We go into the planetary skin. Well, these guys are facilitating it and they're buying it up, getting a monopoly on all of rural America. Quest rose as much as 12% to 585 in early U.S. trading after closing at 524 in New York Stock Exchange composite trading yesterday. The combination would create a carrier with about 17 million phone lines, with 10 million from Quest and the rest from CenturyTel, which is renaming itself CenturyLink this year. Yes, it's already done that. Post 57 bought larger carrier Embark in July, adding subscribers in states like Nevada and Florida. CenturyLink, just another link in the chain that's being used to enslave us, right? Adding scale, U.S. phone companies are seeking combinations to add scale and make up for the slowing fixed line business. Windstream Corporation, a home phone company focused on less populated regions, also working in this area. Windstream agreed to buy Iowa Telecommunications Service, Inc. in November and completed the purchase of Lexcom, Inc. in December. Combining with Quest will provide us greater scale, scope, expertise, and blah, 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 blah. Just more of that. And what's the problem? Well, they're having trouble. Here's part of the trouble. This also off Bloomberg this morning. Verizon customers gains fall short as market saturates. Again, team writing project, Bloomberg, Amy Thompson and Katie Hoffman writing, holding hands. I wonder if they share palms. Writing for Bloomberg, Verizon Communicate. Maybe they're in the same cubicle. I don't know. What do you think? Do they share their dictionary? Maybe they spell check each other's work. The second biggest U.S. phone company, Verizon Communications, Inc., reported wireless customer gains that missed analyst estimates following rival AT&T, Inc. in posting slowing growth as most people already have handsets. So we've got, what, 300 million people in America? A bunch of troglodytes like myself, an insignificant number, have never used a wireless telephone, have no interest whatsoever in one, will not own one, and I'm just not going to. I'll just quit using it if that's the only option. I don't screw things into my ears. I don't like any more RF, whatever it is, floating around my body than I absolutely have to. But this is the troglodytes. These are the old folks, right? The stodgies. The iconoclasts. Anyway, what we're seeing is that almost everybody already has their handset, and so they're starting to really have to scramble. Verizon said today it added 423,000 contract customers in the first quarter. That sounds like an unemployment report. In the first quarter, missing the 724,000 estimate of Craig Moffett, an analyst at Sanford and Bernstein Company in New York. Sanford and Sons, Bernstein and Company in New York. Profit for the period matched the analyst projection. So he was shooting for 724,000, I guess, telephone sales for Verizon Wireless. They got 423,000. It's almost a 50% shortfall. The pool of new U.S. subscribers is shrinking, forcing carriers to poach customers to sustain growth. There's that sustainable development, to sustain growth, creating demand. Verizon and larger rival AT&T are also looking for ways to squeeze more out of existing clients. Doesn't that just tell you it all right there? Verizon and larger rival AT&T are also looking for ways to squeeze more out of existing clients. You feel like an orange this morning? Been put in the juicer, maybe? Smartphones like the Droid. Yeah, my Droid in my pocket. I got my Droid screwed in my ear. They're like the smartphones like the Droid, which can surf the web and download video, helped Verizon boost data revenue. Quote, the lack of growth in the postpaid market is shocking, said Moffett. Rates the stock market perform and doesn't own any. Who rates the stock market perform and doesn't own any? Here's a quote. We're in the midst of the first contraction of the postpaid wireless market. Now, I have to plead ignorance here. I have no idea what the postpaid wireless market is since the 1980s. The market is saturated. I guess they squeeze this lemon till the juice runs down. Well, that's the old line. Verizon dropped as much as 76 cents or 2.6% to $28.80 in trading before U.S. exchanges opened after closing at $29.56 on the New York Stock Exchange. What do you think, folks? Are these markets going to dry up? People just about got all the cheap Chinese plastic crap they want? You're just about tired of being tracked and traced no matter where you go? You put your telephone down, you don't know whether it's listening or now, I guess it could be watching you. Is this where we need to go in the 21st century? Or is this just another one of those different things between wants and needs? Jennifer Fritzke, an analyst at Wells Fargo and Company, estimated 563 contract subscriber additions. Now there's more on that one, but here's another similar story. All these sort of things just fall in my face on Bloomberg in the morning. Nokia plunges on lower than estimated net outlook update. This one by Diana Ben-Aaron. This must be fresh out of Israel. April the 22nd, Bloomberg, Nokia, OYJ, how you pronounce that? OYJ? Nokia OYJ, the world's biggest maker of mobile phones, plunged the most in about 6 years after posting a lower-than-estimate profit on competition from Apple Inc.'s iPhone and cutting its margin forecast. Well, there you go. Mobile phones on the way out.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast fast delivery with free shipping and insurance and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
I guess when we balance out the things in our lives that we need as opposed to the things that we want, I guess all of these things come falling right into that. You know, once there was upon a time where you could drop a dime in a payphone and take care of all your telephoning business, be on your way in a moment, even from a gas station. But today, people pay, I guess, big bucks for these cheap Chinese plastic crap tippy-tappies. And then they've got monthly contracts. I don't know how it works. Never got into it, so I really can't say. But Nokia is losing market share to Apple Inc.'s iPhone, and Research in Motion Limited's BlackBerry and high-end smartphones as it fights to hang to its lead in the industry's fastest-growing segment with services like Maps and Music. Maps and Music. Well, I guess transistors were a big thing. I got my first bicycle, and I had a little transistor radio, and I used electrical tape and taped it to the front handlebars, and so I was able to ride around in the country in Alaska on my bicycle with a radio going until the batteries went dead, and then it got very dreadfully expensive, so I quit that practice. On the low end, a boom in phones from the so-called gray market vendors in Asia. Gray market? Vendors in Asia led Nokia to revise down its market share figures in March. Looks like they've had to drop prices very aggressively in order to keep market share afloat, both in the low end where Chinese competition is fairly relentless and at the high end where Apple and its imitators are eating into market share, said Alexander Peter, a Paris-based analyst at Exane BNP Paribas. Apple on April the 20th said iPhone sales more than doubled to 8.75 million units in the quarter ended in March as new carriers signed on in Europe and Asia. The Cupertino, California-based company reported a 49% increase in revenue and a 90% increase in net income. Tough competition. Nokia fell as much as 1.7 euros to 9.5 euros. The biggest intraday drop since July of 2004. Well, more about that. Nokia cut its adjusted margin target for the handset unit to between 11 and 13% this year from 12 to 14% earlier. Blah, blah, blah. Sales in the first quarter of $9.52 billion fell short of the analyst estimates. We continue to face tough competition with respect to the high end of our market device portfolio, as well as challenging market conditions on the infrastructure side. Nokia's market share in smartphones and overall edged up in the quarter as prices plunged. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of the bull case for the stock rests on the company's ability to take back share at the high end. And that's not apparent from today's report, blah, blah, blah. Nokia sold 21.5 million smartphones in the quarter. The company said its smartphone market rose to 41% from 40% in the fourth quarter based on sales into the channel. Apple's smartphone market share last year was 14.4%. The weakness in pricing smartphones confirms the competitive pressure from Apple. A disaster? Nokia faces the challenge of maintaining its hold on the smartphone market as Apple brings the iPhone down from a luxury to an upscale mass-market handset, while Google Inc. makes its Android platform available on dozens of smartphones, including a Google-branded device. The margin downgrade was a bit of a disaster, way below what everybody expected. He says he rates Nokia's shares underperform and Apple's is outperform. Nokia shares plummet, blah, blah, blah. If you stack this against what Apple reported a few days ago, it looks like an outright disaster, especially as people have turned positive on the shares, feeling Nokia will benefit from increased penetration of smartphones in emerging markets. We now see a loss of competitive strength we've observed in the last 2 years is continuing. Diana Ben-Aaron is in Helsinki, the author of the story. Well, there's all of that. One last news article for today. Obama to urge tough rules to avoid future crisis. All of this stuff about Bloomberg. About Goldman Sachs. Tons of material out there being generated by the barrel load. Lots of video clips and things we could play. I don't know why we need to. We all know that this this young fellow that's on the hot seat is basically a patsy for them. Patsy is the name of my dog. I named her that. Cross between her father's name was Portho and her mother's name was Mutsy. Her name being Patsy, the German Shepherd girlfriend here. President Barry the Usurper will say today that the U.S. risks dooming itself to a repeat of the economic crisis unless tougher financial industry regulations are enacted by Congress. Regardless of the outcome of this lawsuit and investigation and penetration by the SEC, regardless, as others have said so accurately, there's the story, and then there's the real story. The real story in all of this is what's going on right here, in my opinion. But again, said today that the U.S. risks dooming itself to a repeat of the economic crisis unless tougher financial industry regulations are enacted by Congress. How long will it be until they nationalize the banks, my friends? Permanently. The U.S. was almost dragged into the second Great Depression by a failure of responsibility from Wall Street to Washington. The usurper will say later this morning in a speech at the Cooper Union in New York, according to excerpts released by the White House. So he'll have his teleprompter going. Strong. Here's a quote. I believe in the power of the free market. Barry will tell his audience, echoing the speech he gave at the same site 2 years ago amid the presidential campaign, quote, but a free market was never meant to be a free license to take whatever you can get, however you can get it, including the presidency, Mr. Usurper. A free market was never meant to be a free license to take the presidency just because you thought you could. The usurper's drive to get the legislation through Congress in the coming weeks may get a boost as Republican, there are so many hot links in these articles you can hardly read them, as Republican opposition softens following negotiations with Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd. chairman of the banking committee, of course, Christopher Dodd, being challenged for his seat there by Peter Schiff. We'll see whether or not Peter's successful in unseating Christopher Dodd. Chairman of the Banking Committee, lobbying by administration officials last week, announcement by the Securities and Exchange Commission that it's suing Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. for fraud linked to derivatives. Stop fighting. This is not a victory lap, but we're making a lot of progress on legislation, Valerie Jarrett, the usurper's senior advisor, said in a Bloomberg television interview. This thing's going forward. How it's going to look, how it'll shape out. Again, this will be another one of those things that we may not even have an opportunity to view it before it's passed. She said the speech is intended to outline the stakes for the American people and deliver a message to Wall Street, which is to quote, stop fighting reform. Stop fighting reform. Recognize that mistakes were made, close quote, and allow passage of the legislation. Don't resist. Voluntary compliance. Just go along, get along. Stop fighting the reform. In his remarks, scheduled to be delivered at 11:55 a.m. in New York, he's speaking now. Speaking now. Yes. The usurper again criticizes, quote, the furious efforts of India industry lobbyists to weaken the proposed regulatory regime. He will say the pending legislation is, quote, in the end, not only in the best interest of our country, but in the best interest of our financial sector. What do you think, folks? Do we need continuing expansion of government regulation of banking? Chime in if you like. Let me know how you feel about this thing. 512-904-8014. 866-841-1065. Take your calls right after the top of the hour break. The audience of about 700 people, they already know how many people are going to be sitting in the audience, apparently. The audience of about 700 people includes financial executives, consumer advocates, members of Obama's Economic Recovery Board, local officials, and ordinary Americans affected by the recession. I wonder if all of the ordinary Americans affected by the recession got their talking points or whether they got special seating assignments. I wonder if Joe the Plumber's coming, according to the White House. Senate legislation. The legislation sponsored by Dodd, which may come to the Senate floor as soon as next week, would create an independent regulator within the Federal Reserve that would guard consumers against abuse and deception in such instruments as mortgages, credit cards, or loans. Go inside the hen house and make a new bed for the fox. That's very intelligent. What else would you expect in America? We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, as we come to you live Monday through Friday, going into the second hour of today's broadcast right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And without further ado, let's go up to Canada and visit with our good friend John. John in Canada, good morning.
Hey, Will. Yeah, I'm calling up. You got me going. A couple of things. You know, you were just talking about the banking. It does need to be fixed, but Obama's not the guy to do it. Yesterday, we're going to update the system or update the law. You know, it's like we got to roll with the changing times, and it's really not acknowledging that, the repeal of the Glass-Steagall is the fundamental huge error here where capital is real people's pensions is intermixed with derivatives that have no basis of capital at all. In fact, they're just pieces of paper on bets that they want to make any which way they can to extract those pension dollars and leave the building empty while begging for bailouts for covering up further crimes with their toxic the toxic crime scene. Anyway, that's what this is, of course, you know, so that has to be fixed. And look at the forces that are there. I can't hear you. You're breaking up. But
okay, well, you
can you hear me? I was just going to bring up one more quick point. But
hold on. Stay with me. Because what I want to bring up is that you mentioned Glass-Steagall Act, and that is very, very much important and pertinent to this. This is something that Joan Vion brought out years ago in her books. But when we went in and we got involved in that, that opened up a whole new door. Another thing that really troubles me, and maybe you can address it a little bit from your experience, John, when we have both the commercial banking and investment banking basically coming together, crossing over the lines where people's pensions, people's savings and that sort of thing and regular business transactions are being blended or merged into the investment banking group, it really, in my opinion, makes everybody's finances at great risk because all those old firewalls no longer exist. This isn't a commercial bank. This is not an investment bank. They're kind of hybrids.
Absolutely, yeah. It was, yeah, and it was with Bear Stearns is I think one of the best examples where they're trading in derivatives in excess of $77 trillion, but all the assets of the that they were holding have completely disappeared. It's because of these fictional tradings. They pay those with real world commissions. It comes out of all the deposits they have when they pay themselves for all their good work. And the building is empty and all the money is gone. And these are why some of these laws from way in the past were there. And even they used to have laws on trades where you'd pay a certain tax on each trade. And they got rid of that, of course, too. But that would just get rid of this high frequency trading scam with trillions and trillions of dollars. Big crime scenes there where they have special licenses that me and you can't exercise, where with a fast computer they can nickel and doom everything, and providing no good or service to helping anybody, just trying to extort pennies off trades, but with a computer, and as a consequence, I think Goldman Sachs is operating it today. I can't remember. I think it's $10 billion a month they take out just on that scam alone, and that should be a criminal offense. And yet they're walking away with that loot also, you know. So
yeah,
lots of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one other thing I just wanted to bring up, too, where you were talking about the 21st century.
Hold on, John, because we're coming right into the break here. But, yeah, there is a lot of trouble out there, and we'll talk about this a little bit more right after we come back from these words from our sponsors. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
Affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now as we go into our second hour of today's broadcast, I always love to welcome all of our AM and FM micro broadcasters and affiliate stations out there, Micro 1650, Buffalo, New York, Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Listeners, your calls are certainly welcome this morning, 512-904-8014 if you're in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long distance on your phone. And you can also call in at 866-841-1065 if you'd like to weigh in on the conversation, as John from Canada has. John, back to you. Very interesting developments, though, all around this particular issue. I'm going to be very interested in seeing what comes up as far as a watchdog agency being created inside the Federal Reserve banking system.
Yeah, and also with the forces at play that want to escape these bad guys who have committed massive criminal fraud. The Goldman Sachs fraud is a good one that they have currently exposed to the public. Well, everybody's going, how does this work again? And everybody's talking about it. Great, because this is the central core problem too, where they're saying to policemen, pension managers, and this is truly what they said and did. They said, here's a really great investment. Put your money here. It's AAA. Put all your policeman pension money here, AAA. And they knew it wasn't AAA. And then they went to the bookie. You know, all he's doing, all AIG is like a bookie. You know, taking bets on whatever. It doesn't matter. No regulations. There's no rules at place anywhere on this issue. So they can just set their own rules, of which they do. And they wanted to take bets that these policemen were going to be suckers and they were going to lose. And AIG said, no way. It's AAA. We'll take your bet. And then they scored the barrel of cash through that enterprise also. Huge criminal fraud, and we're all talking about it, or the responsible in on our Magic TV is at least alluding to it, and people are understanding it, and hopefully it'll snowball without any controls, and the truth will prevail, and people all over the world will demand their trillions of dollars back, which brought me to why I called. You were talking about, you know, how can this be in the 21st century where we're solving our issues here by bombing people, and these weapons manufacturers seem to be, their purpose is to sell more weapons, and they say they're being patriotic, but yet they don't impose war crimes. And even they, too, are becoming suckers, are suckers also, because we had Kennedy, the late Senator Kennedy, bring up a Congressional Budget Office report that stated in the first 6 months of the Iraq War, for example, they were spending $5 billion a month. The Congressional office went through all the expenses of all the bombs, and this was when, you know, this was at the onset of the war with 38,000 indiscriminate targetings, all kinds of heavy expenses for fuel, and the total only came up to $2.5 billion a month, and they wanted to know where is all this other cash going, but it's just not our interest, and yet it should be. You know, why is it that CNN doesn't tell us that the banking system in Iraq prior to the conflict had the depositor as the shareholder? No Goldman Sachs there at all. The owner is the guy who's actually got deposits there. Doesn't that just make sense to everybody? And those are old ideas, right? So, but
things,
yeah,
that comes to my mind as well on this, John, is that, you know, everybody saw that WikiTV debacle of firing on the reporters there in Iraq. But, they're waiting for instructions. They were waiting for permission. They're waiting for permission to put more money. I don't know whether those pilots and the gunmen were holding stock in Raytheon, but they were just anxious to fire weapons. They've got to continue to fire these weapons in order for those like DuPonts and others to actually be able to make money on it. So if we don't have a continuing escalation and onslaught in the near and the far middle and far east, you know, they don't make any money. So again, like you said, you know, they're betting on this. They're betting, well, how many times will we blow up some more innocent people? How many more of our rockets can we fire? What does our forward projection look like here if we move into this area or that area, or if we can agitate more unrest between Palestine and Israel? How much more money can we make in this area? So I just think that the whole process is so wickedly corrupted, John, that it does. It makes me scratch my head. Are we just becoming cavemen? Are we moving backwards? Or are we actually looking forward to the 21st century with a little bit more of a positive expectancy to gain here?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And in many cases, we are moving backwards when the cause for the war, or for the Iraq war, there is no real cause, but they're not fighting truly for judicial freedoms to defend the rights of the individual. For example, Halliburton, motivated by financial profit, would go to India, for example, and say, hey, do you guys want to work for America in Iraq? We'll give you big salaries. Sound good? Okay. And then they get slave laborers to work. And then the Americans were bombed by Al-Qaeda, the evil terrorists, bombed the freedom fighters. You remember, lots of soldiers died at that mess hall attack. But guess who escaped? The cooks. Some of the cooks escaped, and they came out of there saying that one of their friends was tortured to death for not working hard enough. They didn't get paid a penny, and they were beaten to get back to work before somebody else would lose a limb or a finger or something, you know? And that's the thing. Is that an American principle? Would the 21st century America agree to that? Of course not. Yet they pirate and say, no, we're the patriotic forces. As I was saying earlier, it would be real if these weapons manufacturers would fight against war crimes, but they go the other way. You know, they should be fighting for what's right. But, you know, they're figuring it to serve the soldier well is to give them as many weapons as they can fire to kill those bad, nasty guys. And these drone strikes, I watched PBS, I think it was PBS, but these guys are in, I think it was in Florida, and they're just sitting behind a computer taking out people they think might be carrying a gun or something, you know, and who knows how many people have died through these drone strikes. And these guys are playing video games, and they sound like 16-year-olds behind those computers, too. Their voices, they're just attack drones, killing people at random. And if you did that in an American city, people say, that's murder. What's the guy's crime that you've just laid all these high-powered, high-velocity weapons into? You know, but yet people go, oh, that's a war. Well, no, it's a crime, you know. So we bring all the civility back to this world by demanding probable cause be respected as a way of ascertaining someone's guilt or innocence. And we've talked about it before. I mean, it's a simple thing, and yet we somehow lost that to the anarchy, to the chaos of anarchy, I suppose, and not having enough good leadership out there to demand constitutional protections not only be preached but enforced, you know. But so, yeah, we're getting there, I think.
Perhaps, you know, have you been following this discussion on John Locke this past week?
No, not really, no. Tell me.
Well, basically what I'm doing, James, from our chat rooms.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry, hardly. I'm sorry, I was wondering who you in present day time, but yeah, I heard you the other day, but go on, sorry.
Okay, well, so John Locke, you know, really lays out a lot of the what I consider to be the fundamental basic principles of what became our founding documents and our way of life here in North America. And so when I look at this stuff and read it, you know, it just, if you look at the daily news and look at the things that were being asked for and championed and asserted in this beginning period of the Enlightenment, and all of the energy that came out of that all the way up to the, you know, the time of our union, to me, it just flies in the face of reason that we can actually still be doing so much of what we are doing on a global scale and a geopolitical scale. So anyway, we'll pick it up right there. Stay with me, John. I got a little bit more on the other side of this break, and we'll just welcome your calls today, folks. Call in if you like, 866-841-1065.
+3 million edible food plants that grow on Earth. No other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And returning once again, folks, you're welcome to call in if you'd like, 866-841-1065, joined as we are on this segment by John from Canada, frequent caller, a man of wisdom, probably the greatest master of the use of the semicolon of anybody on talk radio today. I always appreciate hearing John call in, because John, you've developed an uncanny ability to be able to thread many things together without the use of a period, and I value that. Here's a little bit I want to share once again with the audience. This is out of an article titled Enlightenment. This is out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, John. It reads this way: Enlightenment is the liberation of man from his self-caused state of minority. Minority is the incapacity of using one's understanding without the direction of another. This state of minority is self-caused, when its source lies not in the lack of understanding, but a lack of determination and courage to use it without the assistance of another. And the great byword, the watchword, the phrase of the Enlightenment was dare to use your own understanding, the motto of the Enlightenment. This idea of a minority, you know, first of all, being as infants, as children, as incapable, lacking the capacity to take on the world on our own. But this idea of minority as the incapacity of using one's understanding without the direction of another. Look at the president, you know, that we have up in front of us here, Barry the Usurper, or the shrub before him, or Clinton before him, although Clinton was pretty sharp. Herbert Walker Bush, also a very sharp man, evil in sharpness, but sharp nonetheless. But we look at this idea of not being able to use the understanding that we have without the assistance of another. And even in the articles that I've been sharing, John, this idea of team writing, collaborative writing, I think this is a real, real problem today. What's your take on what you just heard?
Well, that's a lot. But, well, you know, principles pay off big time. When we believe that our society is a more just society and all the provisions of good law that stood strong for good reason are still in place, let's say perhaps in the late 60s and 70s, I had watched an early episode from 1973, The Price is Right. And at that time in history, of course, you weren't in the minority to think that you could get a full-time job, buy a house, raise a family, if your wife perhaps wanted to stay at home and raise the kids and do some awesome stuff on her own, she could. And you weren't exceptional. That was almost the norm for a half-educated man. However, today it's not so. You know, it's much more difficult to get these things. And why? We've been cheated. We haven't been treating ourselves fairly as the Constitution outlays, and also in other realms too. Maybe perhaps greed, because we look at the cost of a car in the Price of Right shows that are available online from 1972. You can buy a brand new Triumph for $2,200. And a washer and dryer is $550. So washers and dryers, you know, they're about that same price today. Cars have gone up 20 times.
Exactly.
And it's no longer going into anybody's deserving paycheck, but into the pockets of billionaires, and in the case of bankers, trillionaires. You know, can you imagine clearing $1 trillion as some of these guys have done in the hedge fund market? And they got no special skills. You know, they're not doing nothing for nobody here, and yet they get to walk away with $1 trillion. Something's wrong.
Yeah. A huge take on this. I think he pulled in $4 or $5 billion, and of course, then we look at Raytheon's profits and their and GE's profits, and they're about the same area in some of their divisions as this one trader has done. So that's huge as well. But this idea of not trusting, not using our own understanding, always asking, you know, well, what do you think? Well, how do you feel? Let's collaborate on this. Let's dialogue to consensus. I think this is a real big problem. I mean, you know, the individual having been subsumed as he is underneath the weight of public opinion, of public emotion, to me speaks of a very grim period. We need to have people that are able to stand up on their own hind feet, so to speak, shake their own tail and say, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't line up with either my research, it doesn't line up with reason, it doesn't line up with anything from a moral or an ethical standpoint. This is not just wrong, but it's way wrong. But we don't have that. It's always, how do you think, how do you feel? Not being able to dig in, you know, and dare to use our own understanding, always, you know, trying to find consensus. This, the whole Delphi technique, it really, to me, seems to have become a mental disease globally. Even in the great councils, you know, with the United Nations, the Security Council, and all these other rooms, every time you see the world leaders meeting, there's always hundreds of them with the interpreters and things like that, and rarely, John, do you ever see somebody like a real statesman just stand up and speak out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, part of it is that we can be undermined so easy because doubt is always ever present. And if the magic TVs aren't correcting ourselves with math, it's, you know, then consensus is true consensus is near impossible as it pertains to math. But I mean, even with freedoms, you know, incarcerating innocent people without any evidence is supposed to be the act of a tyrannical dictatorship stealing freedom from Americans. And yet some people say, well, no, that's what we got to do to fight terrorism, you know, and yet they get to speak even louder than the opposition who, you know, can't get on at all. They don't want the certainty. They don't want to give us the certainty of science and reason, because then there's no escape route for the true bad guys. And some of this stuff, I think, goes so simple. Like with Israel, I go, nobody on earth would agree to allowing anybody to steal another's home. So this idea of consensus, we should all be able to agree to defend that innocent victim, and yet we're told, well, you got to try to convince these guys on the other side of the table. Come to the peace conference. Well, the guys on the other side of the table are the thieves. They're the guys who are stealing all our money. They're happy where they are, leaving us to die victims. So it's a multidimensional kind of thing, you know. I hear what you're saying, too. But I think, yeah, science and reason is where we're both headed towards, or all people should be, to as a basis of survival, because these guys are going to completely undo us if we don't get traction back to some principles that we should all be able to easily adhere to. But there's nobody speaking,
well,
you know, for those rights.
It was from science, and it was from reason. It was from the natural sciences. And what was being revealed, you know, Galileo and the others at the time, what was being revealed in the natural sciences, that we began through reason to develop a natural law, which really got John Locke on the map when he started to write. So it was from that idea of reason and natural law, certain absolutes, and understanding that there are absolutes, the laws of gravity and things like that, the laws of nature and nature's God. But after Auguste Comte created the science of sociology and his positive religion and his positive philosophy, his positive polity, system of government, where he basically says everything is relative. And this is the only, or that is the only absolute. It's the denial that there are absolutes that gets us into this point. Well, gee, I don't know whether I can trust my understanding. I don't know whether I can trust the things that I'm seeing. I don't know whether I can trust my eyes or not. What do you think? How do you feel? It's this lack of confidence that when we wake up tomorrow morning, even if we were in New York, if we spilled a cup of coffee, the waitress would wipe it off the floor, not off the ceiling. But apparently in New York, since 9/11, not even gravity works. You can't even rely on that, you know, as an excuse or as an argument. So we're coming into a very weird time period where even the children are off to such a weird start that they can't see the natural law. They don't have any reason to even penetrate there. They don't go there. It's just, well, how do you feel? Text me. Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's you know, this is a really tough subject matter because...
Hold on, John. We're right into a break. I'm sorry. I dumped it back to you a couple of seconds early. We'll be right back, folks. 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So kind of like a worn-out crutch altogether too often, especially in the alternative media. We hear all about Hegelian dialectic, Hegel's dialectic, the thesis, the antithesis, and synthesis. But I think there are many other arguments that are more valid, even greater than that. When we get into this idea of start questioning whether or not there are any absolutes in this world, this moral relativism, this scientific relativism, this idea that the whole world would be run eventually, in August Comte's idea in his mind, by an appointed dictator supported by a cadre of the super social scientists. You know, these are all the experts that say. and then that they would have worship in their temple, the bank, and that woman would become the goddess on the planet. We see all these things happening, and yet everyone wants to talk about Hegel's dialectic as opposed to what's really happening. More children today are influenced by sociology in their upbringing and in their education. Even their teachers, you know, are all steeped in many generations now of this sociology that was coined, called the queen of, crowned the queen of sciences by Auguste Comte. His whole idea of altruism, living for others, humanitarianism, where you subsume yourself to the collective, the greatest good of the greatest number, all these things I think are far more influential today, John, than but Hegel's dialectic. But when we started in on this age of reason, the Enlightenment, this period, it was a thought that without any supernatural existence or supernatural assistance, that man would be able to discern the laws of nature and discern the natural sciences through experimentation, this metaphysical experimentation and analysis, and thereby understand not only who he is, but whose he is on this planet. But, of course, the church railed against that, had to protect it, because it challenged their zone. And at the same time, it raised up this whole new level of experts and experts say. But what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, I think people can be manipulated, because in some sense they can be made to believe whatever. You know, if only they watch Fox News and they say that taxes are an all-time high, protest high taxes, thousands of people will go out and protest as the teabaggers. And yet at the same time, as Rachel Maddow talked about, you know, protest about something, but don't protest for high taxes, because they did make these cuts in taxes. You know, go after the fact that they're using this money to hire third world military goons in private mercenaries that randomly gun down innocent folks, you know, or protest they're stealing all their cash. So they're motivated to believe the taxes are high, and Obama's taxing them to an early grave. And of course, you know, they're all a bunch of crooks out there, and it's hard to find answers. You know, Jimi Hendrix said, no words make sense. It's all, the answer is in music, I think he said. But there is an ability to form doubt on every statement we make, no matter what somebody says. You know, like you can say, it's not, that's a hard thing. It's a hard thing for me to get a grasp on. Because in some senses, if all is relative, that still doesn't suggest that there isn't truth that we would all share or hold to for ourselves as individuals, right? And this is constitutional protections. You know, you're obligated to speak to a police officer until you talk to a lawyer. You know, it makes sense because you want a good defense. Everybody should agree to that. You know, if you have no evidence, the guy's innocent. Like, that's a real super easy one. But so there's a possibility for consensus to serve the greater good. But because people can be so easily manipulated to believe one thing or another, consensus can be just what they've been taught on Fox News. There's four heads there, so they're the experts. They know.
Well, yeah, we've been trained into this idea of trusting the experts, and that's unfortunately going to be our undoing if we don't reverse the process. As we've seen, even the International Panel on Climate Change put up in the world as the experts, the first thought and the last word on climate change have been proven to be nothing but a fraud. So there's a problem with that. The idea of everything being relative and no absolutes is a real challenge, because if you don't have a point of beginning, it's like doing a land survey. First, you have to find out where you are. And then after you find out where you are, then you traverse around whatever it is you're trying to define to set boundaries and whatnot. So you have to have a point of beginning someplace. Even a legal description begins that way on property. We have to have a point of beginning. With no absolutes, there's no firm point of beginning. So even though our understanding of sciences has changed, and it changes drastically, and in this age, this past century, our understanding of sciences has expanded exponentially, we're still working off off of certain operative principles in our understanding of how not only the planet Earth but the universe works. We have to have some place that's an absolute. Even if you use something specious as zero, it's difficult to define the negative integers from the positive integers without acceptance of the illusion of nothing. So all of these things are terribly complicated, and yet I don't think we're being prepared intellectually in our educational system, and then in our adult lives, I don't think that we take the time necessary to make these further inquiries. And as we found with Locke, he continued to study and to write up until the time he died. Thomas Jefferson did the same thing. John Adams did the same thing. They were in their own right lifelong learners, always willing to add more information to their database. But in today's world, you know, John, I really tremble for the children, the young people coming along after us, because I don't think they've got the ground. I don't think they have the foundation. I mean, you can't build a house on sand. You're not going to build a house until you've gotten down to the bedrock, or at least you've gotten down to a firm place to set your footing. You can't set your cornerstone and then erect any kind of a building on top of that. You need to have that grounding of some absolutes. Yeah, we're on bedrock. This ain't going anyplace as long as the earth crust doesn't shift, you know, that sort of stuff. But without that, we're really like a ship without a rudder.
Yeah, well, you know, but, you know, these are trying times. You know, the universe itself, our minds are not bound, so we can, you know, there's no, I'm trying to think of, there's a science fiction writer, a very popular one, but his name escapes me for the moment, but he wrote a short story about how the universe goes around his pencil. And, that makes me think about kind of what you're talking about. I mean, you know, we are the universe, and, if we see innocent people, suffering, we want to do something to alleviate that from happening, because it could just as soonly be our own selves. If we live in a society like that, we can prosper and achieve greater things. Living in anarchy, you can't get anything done because you're always being shot at or robbed and raped and so on. So
we see someone suffering. And we feel compelled to do something about it, whether it be love or one of the other emotions it might be. We see someone suffering. But it's based upon at what point, you know, do we actually begin to leap forward? What are they suffering? And then are we going to go out and, let's say, provide fish, provide water, provide shelter for people? Or are we going to go back to root causes? Are we going to go back to the absolutes? What is the root of this suffering? What is causing this problem? And again, it's just like starting off with the Raytheon article. At what point does reason kick in? Are we concerned that Raytheon isn't making enough a profit in order to be able to employ all the people in central Missouri that they're used to employing to build missiles and guided missiles and war equipment? Are we concerned about Raytheon and their profit structure? Or are we concerned with a mentality that would allow to have Raytheon exist in our midst? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, accurate. Yeah, accurate measurements as to whether we're progressing or regressing, how are we winning or losing, and accurate measurements as they pertain to math, of course, again, it's something that politics really gets involved in, because once you get a better grasp of the dollars and cents or the lives saved or lost, you get a truer sense of what's transpiring. The great example is Social Security. It consists of people's wages, so it's not a tax. Necessarily, the funds that are in there now have come out of the wages of other people's pockets. You're only getting 2% on your deposits. It's a trust fund. These people have been scamming you for decades. You want your money back, but people will say, "Well, you're being we want to get rid of Social Security. Well, why would you want to do that? You know, you're being a socialist. Well, I'm trying to get the money back. You know, because this pertains to the lifestyle of the elderly. You know, people need this money to survive month to month. Otherwise, they're going to go hungry. So it's a measured position of a lifestyle in America, and yet they tell us we have to debate it because a lot of people want the money, either the fund to go or to be put into the private market. Yet it's sort of when you know the math of it, you know that there's minimally some serious fraud that's transpired here, because we should be getting better than 2% on a multi-trillion-dollar deposit. We know that they've absconded with all those funds also since Clinton, I guess, or maybe even, no, Reagan, I think, started that.
The whole idea about the Social Security Trust Fund lockbox, all that stuff, a bunch of window dressing as well. So we're going to come up on a break here, but when we come back, if you'll stay with me a little bit further, I'd like to talk about this Taxed Enough Already movement, this Tea Party movement. You're willing to rail against taxes, but what about the services that you're receiving? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as we slide into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, I'm very happy that John from Canada called in today. I always like to talk with John and hear him call in on the other broadcasts as well. We've got a lot of stuff on the plate, a lot of things on our mind. Certainly I do this day. I was really in a dilemma this morning as to what to do, which direction to go on the broadcast. We've covered so much material in the past. I think we're at part 45 or 50. Coming close to 50 on this history of law, and we haven't even scratched the surface of this huge study. So all of these things always are on my mind. This is the kind of way, this is the way I live. I just share it with you just straight up the way each of my days is going, dear audience and listeners. But in this concept where we come out, John, we have people railing against taxes. Oh, we're taxed. Oh, we're taxed. Oh, we're taxed. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're taxed as heavily in the United States as all the rest of the socialist countries, and all the countries around the world are taxed. This is the whole idea. We live in a system of terrorism, governments that rule by fear, intimidation, and dread. We've always got the 10-pound hammer over our heads. But you've got to look at what you're getting when you're talking about taxation, too. I mean, yeah, in my idea about the abolition of the established two-party political system, fundamental to understanding that, when it's at whatever time in the future we're able to gain control of both these parties and merge them into one, like the old Thomas Jefferson Republican Democratic Party, then we go into a very essential part of it, which is called, which I term Plan B. And in Plan B, we need to do Operation Clean Sweep, which is just simply starting at the very top, like the attic, and sweeping down through this maze of agencies and the three powers, you know, the separation of powers. We need to sweep our way back down through and clear out all this stuff. But we have to do it very carefully. Otherwise, our cure is going to be worse than the disease that we're dealing with. And so it's not possible to just come in and yank out Social Security like a bad tooth and yank this out and yank that out and yank this out. I mean, that's the extreme, but you've got a lot of people, and I think this is what you were alluding to. We've got people all over this country that have intergenerationally, multigenerationally grown in their dependency. They've been sucking on the mama state's teat for so long that you yank that teat away from them, and the mayhem on the street and the death and deprivation would be so extreme, one would have to question whether it would even be an intelligent thing to do. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us, John.
Yeah, and if we don't do anything, it seems that the banks are going to continually ask for more pounds of flesh, and the IMF is going to come in and say, look, you got to get rid of all your social programs. Don't fix your roads. Never mind clean water. We need money from you. And we're going to, and that's their philosophy. When countries are faced with this, either we go with the justice freedom angles where we can stand on undivided principles, or not, and be divided. You know, that's the thing, is we can so easily be divided for different causes. Like, I don't know. You're asking the biggest questions in the universe here. I don't know. You know, like, it's a big questions. We, you know, with healthcare, for example, you know, everybody's manipulated by the television or by Sarah Palin, and yet Americans pay their government twice as much as every other industrialized country, you know, to keep the system as it is, you know, and only in America do you pay private insurance companies money to handle your funds? You know, and if me and you and one other guy wanted to put together an emergency fund, why would we let Henry there take 70% to pocket for himself because he kept it in his piggy bank? Well, you know, can't we work out a better deal than that? Why should you take 70% of the money for yourself? And then to have people go, don't do the socialist thing. Don't let the government get involved. And it's like, you know, it's giving the public's interest to private enterprise, which isn't a bad thing necessarily. It only is when we're being undermined, they're incompetent or they can't figure it out. And yet, we should be able to. You know, I guess it's all leadership. It all depends on who's speaking and what they're trying to get accomplished.
Well,
you know, and stuff.
But during Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush's reelection cycle, when I was running for the Washington State House of Representatives on the Republican ticket, folks, and I had an opportunity to interact with the King County, Washington Republican State Committee and get involved with the talking points and things like that. This is where we were talking about the privatization of a lot of the things that have been done by government, not knowing at the time and certainly never envisioning this corporatist fascist state that has been built from it. But I look back to that time period as when it really started to gain momentum, gain traction, and started to be implemented. But if we think about it from the standpoint of privatization, many of these agencies that continue to provide services as independent corporations, as private corporations, and as, you know, we're seeing in Iraq and other places, these private contractors like Z and the others, this hasn't been the solution either. I think that you're right when you say division. I call it the spirit of division. But even more properly, it's known as pluralism. And pluralism was a very clever strategy. I have a lengthy article written about pluralism by Harold J. Lasky, a British socialist. But the idea of pluralism is basically turning government over to special interest groups where everybody has an interest. Everybody has creates a group. And instead of having a very definable, regulatable, removable system of government, we've turned all of our system over to those that squeak the loudest, or can come up with them many more members than somebody else, or those that can raise enough money and throw it to political campaigns. It's just in this pluralistic society that we live in that we live in a kind of a time of confusion, because we don't know who's calling the shots. We don't know who's getting greased. We don't know who is the piper that's paying for this particular tune. And so the people have lost touch. They step back. They don't know how they can even interact in their governance system. And this is a problem, too. Pluralism, the spirit of division.
For sure. The privatization can cause a big problem with government also, where it's in their private interest not to allow us to freely communicate. We have this in Canada. In Winnipeg, for example, we have lotteries that run criminally. They criminally victimize people, and a lot of people on the street know it. They go, well, don't play those machines. They're pocketing 80% for themselves. And the newspapers report, no, they pay out 96%, and it's a lie. It's easy to confirm that they're lying to ourselves, and yet there's no way for us to defend ourselves or even communicate the facts, because we only have one newspaper, one radio station, and they're both taking payouts from the lotteries in, quote, advertising, unquote, free helicopters, free cars, who knows how much money is being drained there to keep us silent on serving our interests. And yet they're the guys, just like CNN too, we're taking your emails, we're taking your phone calls, we are you, we're freely communicating with the public here, and yet they don't. They don't want simple provisions of law to be expressed by somebody in a position of national, because again, people would understand, I don't want to torture people either. Who is it in this nation who wants to torture innocent people to death? Who is that person? Because then we're not so undivided anymore. We all understand, that's a crime against us all, and we should be able to trounce these guys with the defenses that are already in place as according to Reagan with the War Crimes Act, but similarly too with the banks. If a Kucinich or a Ron Paul got up there and said, listen, the banks don't cover our loans, they've pirated our authority and we're paying them back for money that they never fronted us. That's the reality. And these guys just cash in because we can't communicate that yet. But I think that time's coming. I think we're communicating better and better all the time with the internet and everything else. And maybe a new system of respecting ourselves will naturally occur, and somehow this confusion will all settle down, and we'll make something better of ourselves by recouping our stolen losses to begin with anyway. And like you say, it's a big job, but somebody's got to do it, and it might as well be ourselves further fall plundered.
Because I've said so many times on this broadcast, on the other side of this particular series of trepidations or depredation on the people, on the other side, government is going to continue, folks. And it's either going to be a government of our choosing, or it's just going to be another government that's been chosen for us. And it's really great to have the internet and this medium of communication, John, so that we can bring your ideas from Canada into our ideas here and work them together. Because really, having shared such an enormous common boundary, having all come from basically the same parts of the planet, and following the same bodies of law and the same principles and precepts, we have so much in common that we do need to keep a constant dialogue. And so, again, I would just appreciate you. I appreciate your calling in today and helping me work through some mental things on air that I needed to do. And I look forward to talking to you again in the future. But certainly, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, Will. See you. Talk to you again. Bye.
Well, there goes John from Canada, folks. And a very, very interesting man, intelligent fellow. I hope you've enjoyed this morning's broadcast. I certainly enjoyed doing it. I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, good day.
Taking it back. Taking it back. Precinct. County. State at a time.
You've been listening.
Become local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.